It's the Mad Men DVD review!
And as been alluded to earlier, it's not a DVD review today. He is going to be reviewing a film festival movie, and we're going to be doing that for at least the next... Well, it's just gone July tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So until
the festival starts mid-July, yeah. Goes into mid-August, I believe, as usual.
So maybe the next 6 weeks
or so.
Yeah,
at least.
Nice, son.
Yeah.
So what did you see that's playing at the upcoming festival?
What I saw is a documentary called The Cleaners. It came out this year. It's a Mad Men release, which is why. And it's in a section of the film festival, which I think is quite interesting. It hasn't been there before, which is called Fake News. So this is a section of the film festival kind of dedicated to documentaries about the current political climate, or very closely associated with, you know, the big T, which I think fact people can't shy away from it. There's going to be movies about it.
Just so we know, the big T is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So this is one of those movies. It's The Cleaners. People on major social media platforms, Facebook, Google, Twitter, etc., employed by the companies or through third parties to gatekeep the platform and instigate the various policies against terrorism and violence and gore and sex, pornography, all those sort of things. So anytime you report a link, someone actually has to look at it.
Right.
You know, I think nowadays you think, all the computer algorithms and image detecting is so complicated. Surely there's some automation to it. No, you have to just actually get someone working at a center in the Philippines to just look at it.
Yeah,
and so it follows five of these people.
You got to farm out censorship still. Well, it's subjective.
Yeah, it's pretty insane, the system. So I think Facebook has about 150 people working on this, which doesn't sound like a lot.
How many people on the platform do they go into that? And
I mean, Facebook is like billion.
Yeah, billion. Billion plus.
Yeah.
150 covering a billion.
Yeah, but they say in the documentary that the quotas they have to meet is they have to look at, per person, 25,000 photos a day to evaluate.
Holy smokes.
Which is insane. Just like...
How many seconds in the day are there? Like, if you were to break it down, is it like one photo every 3 seconds? Like, yep, nope. Do you see somebody at work in this?
Someone do the math. It's all reenactments, you know, because they wouldn't be allowed to actually shoot in the places. But they talk to real people, some of them current, some of them former, you know, so sometimes they have to hide their faces. There's a lot of obscured faces and colourful imagery to kind of illustrate what they're talking about, because they can't always, and you know, it's very difficult to talk about a social media platform and not just like have an incredibly boring movie shot against a computer screen. So they try and mix it up and get a little bit into the story of the people behind doing these, working in these places, and what life is like where they are living, you know, because it's kind of contrasting between like the inane banality of the social media platforms and like the realities of like the hard life that they have. And they talk about Duterte and the drug problems in the Philippines, because that's where a lot of these centers are based. In Manila, I think, are the two places.
So what, apart from like this kind of horrible and strange job, what else did you learn about, you know, censorship in the 21st century?
Well, it's an interesting movie that kind of examines a lot of notable case studies, I guess, of instances where you've come up with against content which is objectionable in some ways but not objectionable in other ways, or like it has other value as a political statement or as an art. something that might illustrate the horrors of the Syrian war, for instance, showing dead refugees, or a piece of art like the Trump micro penis painting, which was censored, but you could argue it's a political statement, a piece of art, it's not pornography. It's...
And a masterpiece also. No, just kidding.
Yeah, it kind of covers a lot of these difficult decisions and the kind of thinking behind it and the notable consequences of their decisions, because they go into this in the film, but their decisions have actual consequences on lives, on like political regimes, on people and their mental health, etc. So it's not like just light business. It is heavy. And I should say this movie is not a mum-friendly movie. There's some graphic images and descriptions in it.
You've already mentioned the micro penis.
Yeah, you know,
that'll
that's
turn off
the
a lot
lightest
of mums
of it.
For a start.
I mean, anyone can handle a micro penis.
That's true. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
But you enjoyed it. Needless to say, you came out enlightened and a little bit thoughtful.
I came out enlightened and thoughtful is like a very light and breezy way of saying...
Oh, it's heavy. It's heavy,
isn't it? I want to get rid of my Facebook, but also I don't want to cut myself off from the world, but maybe I'll just stop looking at my Facebook feed. It's a little bit of a glum kind of... But, you know, makes you think.
Yeah, that's what we go see documentaries generally. Learn a little bit about our modern world sometimes, mm-hmm. or history.
Glum is the wrong word.
It's not glum.
Pensive. I don't know.
It makes you question your own actions, right?
I think people know the feeling I'm trying to describe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen a movie about the reality of social media in 2018.
Yeah.
And it's a very current and a very... If you don't know about this sort of stuff, you should give it a watch. You should educate yourself, because social media is not apolitical, it's not unfiltered. There's a lot behind the scenes going on there, and you should just be aware of that. Always be aware of that.
And guess what? You can go along and see the cleaners at this film festival.
There's a fair amount of screenings as well, so there's no excuse not to go.
Maybe it must have a little bit of press behind it or something, huh? Like, mm-hmm. a lot of people talking about it. So we actually have it's a double pass, Ben. So,
say what?
Yeah,
a
you can
pass?
You can take yourself and some other concerned citizen.
You can wake up two of you.
Yeah.
You can, and your friend.
You can get woked together. Yeah. Excuse me, got a bit of a cough. And we have a double pass to give away to The Cleaners at the New Zealand International Film Festival. This screening is taking place on the 20th of July. And, gosh, I'm really stuck for a question, Ben.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to be like, tell us your favorite internet scandal that was taken down, because I don't want to know, you know?
No.
But how about you tell us, how about this one? How about you tell us what film you were looking forward to seeing at the New Zealand International Film Festival?
Yes, I like that question.
Text us in what you recommend at this year's film festival. And the number to text is 5395. Please include your name and your B-card number, you lovely supporters of independent media, you. And we'll choose a winner. Thanks for coming in, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
Have you had a... You said you didn't really have a chance to look at the program, but is there anything that's caught your eye apart from Yellow is Forbidden?
I have actually seen one other festival movie, I should say.
Really?
I had another screening. I saw Stray, which is a New Zealand film. Should I be doing a mini review now?
No, don't do a mini review. Just tell us if you enjoyed it or not.
Yes, I did enjoy it. Go to at least one New Zealand film.
Yeah, that is a thing that we should say, is that the New Zealand Film Festival is a very important thing for the New Zealand film industry, but only if you, the punter, goes along to some New Zealand films. Hey, thanks for coming, Ben. Appreciate you having you. Have a nice Saturday. What are you doing? Exams are finished?
Got a little bit of work ahead of me.
What are you doing? Filming?
Editing. I'm going to be doing some content for the film festival.
There you go. There you go. Full circle. This in the background is Patrick Cowley. This is a soundtrack, actually. Yeah, it's a lost soundtrack to a gay porn film called Afternooners.
There's a whole album of great porn soundtracks on Spotify.
This is a great porn soundtrack. Hey, thanks very much for your texts. They're rolling in. Jeremy says, film worker, which is a film apparently. Keep them coming. Thanks, Benny.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.